Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Having some technical difficulties. Or did not start up. But we have a wonderful show for today. Feel, grow, and enjoy. BG Radio powered by Blog Talk Radio. Hope all have enjoyed their weekend, their fabulous, fabulous weekend. It was absolutely a wonderful one. Kind of chilly, but it was still really, really nice. As of right now, I'm on the West Coast right now, prepping to head east. We're back again. But it is Monday, 11/18/2013, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles. We're 1 week away from Thanksgiving, everyone. So that means Black Friday. That means the biggest shopping day of the year. And, of course, you know, many of you guys know now that we are in the world of technology, Cyber Monday, which is my favorite section of stand crowds. You can get it over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. We're going to have, if it's not up already, it will be up, some great, great, great deals found for the Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping. Because, of course, you know, we always are about saving, because why? It's not how much money you make, it's about how much money you keep. So BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, check out and click the blogs. Great, great deals that's going to be on there if it isn't already. Also, while you're there, become a member. It's free. You can see all the many great things that take place at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. You know, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, on our Pinterest, you know, every social media platform you can imagine, the popular ones. We're on it, so just go ahead and become a member so you can keep in the loop in what we're doing in these times, living in a microwave society. You can follow me on Twitter, at Calithia. Definitely lots of things going on with us. Lots of things going on in the news trending today. One being Mr. George Zimmerman. He's back in the news, reportedly arrested on domestic violence charges. In Florida, so you know, it's just an amazing, craziest story ever that just came out of the whole tragic situation. But it's really trending. Everyone's talking about it. Once again, he's back in the news. You know, I guess the story unfolds, and all I can say is, wow. All I can say. In entertainment news, and I'm a huge fan of actually the both of them. With that being said, Jennifer Hudson and David Ortega may have secretly jumped the broom. Finally, I think they make such a great couple. And they are very, very private, which, you know, in the entertainment world, you have to be because, you know, it's two different things, you know, what you do and who you are, just two different things. And Jennifer is a very private person, and so is David. But supposedly, recently Jennifer received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and reports have it that the couple were wearing wedding bands. So if this is true, I'm sure we all will know in due time. I just want to say congrats to them both. I love them too, especially Jennifer. She's just so talented, and it's so well-deserved. They have the cutest little boy. So if it is true, I just want to say big, big, big congrats to the both of them. And then if you guys know, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, 2014 World AIDS Day Atlanta is in motion. You guys need to get ready. It's going to be huge. As many of you guys know, Bill Grown and Joy has partnered up with the Philanthropy Concierge, National Congress of Black Women, Anise Inc., Stan Inc., which are huge organizations, community advocate organizations, and pretty much pulled together to create the 2014 World AIDS Day Atlanta that's going to be taking place next year, because many think it's this year, for World AIDS Day. It's going to be huge. You can get more information on the initiative itself on BillGrownAndJoy.com by clicking our philanthropy tab. For those that don't know, you know, Atlanta right now is number one, even though recently we have seen some of the, you know, the trend of the percentages have dropped a little, but it's still isn't affected as a whole. But pretty much the reason why this is being planted in Atlanta and being hosted in Atlanta, because Atlanta is number one for African-American women too, and is contracting the HIV and AIDS virus overall at rates faster than the Congo.
that's not good. So, you know, it's just really, really a blessing that, you know, to come in and really, you know, in this territory and make a difference in that area. As many of you guys know, I mean, it's just not African-American as a whole. It's just the disease itself, and especially the African-American community as a whole, you know, it ranks top on the on the charts, so, and on the statistics, and so get tested, everyone, get tested, and if you are living with the disease and you have it or you're not comfortable talking about it, you know, a lot of agencies are out there, you know, in confidential. Don't live in shame, secrecy, and guilt. Go get the right health care that you need. And for those of you that are out there, please, please, please be careful and just, you know, be safe. Be safe because it is real and people have it and they are dying. So you can get over to Bill Grown and Jordan and see more on that report and initiative that's taking place. And while you're there, BGE TV 132, before we get to today's guest, which I see many of you guys tuning in, we're going to get to that right now. But lastly, I want to share with you because we have a new upload on BGE TV. Many of you guys tuned in for the Emily Shane Foundation with Michael and Ellen Shane. Michael is a huge movie producer, actually produced iRobot and Catch Me If You Can. So, you know, it's on that level. But tragic situation took place some years ago with his daughter, Emily Shane, over in Malibu as she was walking to meet him. Suicidal driver just ran into her and killed her right on the spot. So not only is now you guys heard the story and they have taken this tragedy to really create the Emily Shane Foundation to, you know, make a difference in the others' lives, you know, by, you know, with the tragic situation that took place. Now the content is uploaded on BGTV so you can get a visual of, you know, the story of Emily Shane, Emily Shane Foundation, of course, and PCH, which is Pacific Coast Highway, of the deceased team. And if you guys want to hear the show on the radio platform here, and I suggest that you do, probably, you know, as you view it on the television piece, you can click listen on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, and the date of the show is October the 15th. 2013, and to view it on the television piece, you just go to BillGrownEnjoy.com, click BGE TV 132, and you just look at all the content that's running on there, two videos or short little online little documentaries that speak on the issue and things that they're doing and just tell their story. So our continued blessings to the Shane family, you know, as they have taken this tragedy to turn it into something positive to make a difference in others' lives and to pay it forward. Now, today's guest here on Bill Grown and Joy, I have author and speaker joining me today to speak on, money matters, legacy, creating wealth in your life, you know, financial literacy, which is so, so important. That speaking author, Shay Olivaria. Bigger Than Your Block. Welcome to Bill Grown and Joy, Shay.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. It's awesome, awesome to have you. We have seen your information, the great things that you're doing. As mentioned, you're not only a speaker and educator, but you're also an author. So first off, we would like to know, you know, where did this Bigger Than Your Block come from? What is behind the name, the term, and the whole purpose?
So Bigger Than Your Block comes from this idea that many people never get further away from their homes than 85 miles. I think for some of us that's kind of a new concept. You know, we fly places, we go places, we do things, you know, no big deal. But for a lot of Americans, where they're born is pretty much, you know, kind of where they hang out at. And I wanted to make it just more, I guess, make people more aware, you know, that the world is bigger than the area in which you're growing up in, the world that you live in. You know, the world is bigger than your block. So I started it in 2007 and, you know, doing a lot about financial education because that's part of the reason people don't go places. You know, they don't have access to funds or they don't think that they have access to funds. So it's been a good 6 years.
Right. Either that or they just don't know how to get access to it. And in these times, you know, it's harder than ever, even though in the world of philanthropy where I work a lot in, you know, they're expecting this year for about $12 billion to be released. So that's just great for you to join us because that is a really key area, especially in the minority communities, to speak on. You know, they have all these visuals, all these, you know, ideas, and they're innovative with it, but they lack the funding or how to get it. So talk a little bit about, you know, why, I want to ask you this, why do you, from your expertise and your background, because you have a background in banking and you, or I think it is banking, they sit on here, or you speak to colleges, schools, credit unions and businesses, conferences, you do community organization after school programs, but from your expertise, why, in telling the listeners, is financial literacy so important in your life?
Financial education is important to me because, you know, I grew up poor. Basically, you know, I grew up, you know, with a family that was kind of paycheck to paycheck, you know, and just kind of seeing the stress that it caused, you know, for my parents in our lives, you know, whatever. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when I grew up, but I knew I didn't want to have that life. I knew I didn't want to have that existence. And one of the things I noticed, you know, my mom always made sure that we were in really good schools. And I would look at other families, and the only thing that I could see that was different between my family and those families was their money. You know, they had not only just more money, but they used it in different ways. And so when I got into my teens, I started, you know, trying to find out everything I could about personal finance. And, you know, it was a long journey. It was a very, very long journey. A lot of people don't want to talk to you if you don't have a lot of money. You know, I didn't really know where to start or where to begin or what kind of questions I was supposed to be asking. And so when I got, you know, a little older and kind of got things sorted out, you know, I had that epiphany that the things that I didn't know when I was a kid, people don't know now. You know, it isn't like it just kind of went away and now everyone's being, you know, educated about this kind of stuff in schools and colleges, whatever. It was still going on. And so when I first started working, I was working with students, with young people, trying to be proactive about getting them the information that I didn't have. And through my work, I realized that there were actually a lot of adults who still didn't have the access to the information. You know, it might have been, again, not knowing where to go or going somewhere and kind of being, you know, turned away. The first time I tried to speak with a financial advisor, he flat out told me, if you don't have $10,000 to invest, there's really nothing I can say to you. You know, and I kind of was like, whoa, okay. You know, where am I going to get that money if no one will help me? So it's just really important to me because, you know, everybody needs to have financial stability in their lives, health-wise. You know, it brings down your stress. You know, especially, like you said, communities of color, we tend to have a lot of, like, high blood pressure, you know, heart attacks, strokes, stuff like that. So it's a health issue. It's a culture issue. You know, the more you're able to have access to different people and go different places. And, you know, I've been to 9 countries on 3 different continents, and you learn so much about people when you're able to go and interact with them. You know, not from a book, not from a movie, but actually be on the ground and get to know these people. And I just felt like I wanted to make sure that, you know, other people had that same ability. You know, and I love you, you like to tell people, you know, it's not how much you make, and I think I'm paraphrasing here, but it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. You know, because a lot of times people will say, well, I don't make enough. You know, I only make $30,000. What are you talking about? You know, I don't have all this money to do all these things. But I think the thing they don't understand is, sometimes they're not using it as efficiently as they could be using it, you know, and that's where I'm trying to find those small opportunities that make a big difference.
Right, right, right. And the whole, you know, your whole model, bigger than your block, you have, you're an author of numerous books, 10 Things College Students Need, which is key, you know, because those are our leaders of tomorrow, that need to know about money, you know, and you have Amazon.com bestseller Money Matters, the Get It Done in 1 Minute Workshop. Tell us a little more about your books and how that's making an impact, and then also let everyone know how they can get a copy of your books.
Oh, okay, awesome. So Money Matters, the Get It Done in 1 Minute Workbook, is, you know, just kind of a collection of the most common questions people ask me when I come off the stage. You know, they say, that's great, you know, you did your thing, that's wonderful, but now how do I put this into action in my life? And one of the things I like to do is I try to be that step from I don't know exactly where to start to now I can, you know, turn on the TV or read a book, you know, by someone else that's a little bit more full of jargon and understand it. So I'm trying to be that middle step. I think there's a lot of great financial education books out there, a lot of great financial education speakers, you know, but for some of us, we don't even know where to start. So I'm trying to be that bridge. And Money Matters is really kind of that, you know, I have credit card debt. I have student loan debt. You know, they're offering me, you know, to invest in my 401k or 403b at my job, but I don't really know, you know, what that means or why I should do it. So it's kind of that, you know, sit down, just kind of let's get it started, start at the bottom kind of book. And that one's the one that's the Amazon bestseller, so, you know, available on Amazon, obviously. Right. After I had that one come out, people were saying, well, that's great. Okay, so now I have that step, right? I kind of understand, you know, what you're talking about. I'm getting excited about it. I'd like to know more. And I came out with 10 things college students need to know about money, really thinking, you know, kind of that same, let's be proactive. You know, instead of waiting until, you know, you're a young professional now, you're in your first job, you know, you have that $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 of student loan debt, you know, maybe another $5,000 of credit card debt, and your first job is only paying you $35,000 a year.
Right.
How can we be proactive about that before you get to that place? And so
right.
The 10 things college students need to know about money, also available on Amazon, is a lot more kind of just informational. So the first one's a workbook, let's do it. The second one is more just information. And people say that, you know, even though it's geared to college students, people say, well, I'm not a college student, so I don't need it. But because it explains net worth, it explains compound interest, it explains, you know, the differences between a traditional and a Roth, you know, IRA and those kinds of things, that
right.
is really helpful to a lot of people.
Right. So they can go on, let everyone know about your website where they can order, because they can actually order these books off directly off of your website. In addition to that, they can also request for you to come in and be a speaker, because you speak at many, many events. I mean, you've been seen on NBC Latino, Bankrate.com, eHow, which are really, really big platforms where, you know, your presentations have been presented. Let everyone know how they can follow you on social media and get to your website to get more information not only on you and what you do, but to order those books.
Okay, so everything, you know, Shay Olivaria related can be found at www.biggerthanyourblock.com. And, you know, on Facebook, Bigger Than Your Block, go ahead and search out that keyword. You know, Twitter, just under my name, Shay Olivaria. You know, if you Google me, definitely you can find me. You know, the best way to get the books is from Amazon if you're buying, like, an individual book for you, yourself, a gift, you know, something like that. If you're buying in bulk, then you want to go ahead and contact the office. You know, we have great discount rates on top of, like you said, booking me to speak. You know, I do everything from fourth graders and after-school programs. You know, it's a lot of running around and, you know, little games
right.
and stuff that are a little more fun for the kids, all the way
yeah.
back, you know, through high schools, colleges, and then at businesses, you know, lunch and learns. You know, everybody comes in, gets their little box sandwich lunch. You remember those, right?
Yeah, those are,
you know,
always the best, too.
Right? Exactly. You know, so if you're looking for a great speaker, you know, your credit union, your event, whatever it is, you know, definitely www.biggerthanyourblock.com. Yeah.
Right. Right. Now, as we move towards right now, it is 3:18 p.m. Behind the hour of 3 p.m. and 12:18 behind the hour 12 on the West Coast, but we are moving towards concluding the show. But before we do that, Shay, there is something that stuck out, and I think this is something so amazing that you focus on, because I can tell you, I'm a former financial planner, financial advisor, banker, been 15-plus years, still do it on the consultant side, on the, you know, more on the consultant side, but of course, you know, the experience is there, high net worth clients to those that's just everyday living. And something that I know in a key area when we're out there teaching, you know, the whole importance of financial literacy and teaching people how to get financially on track, this area is so missed, and this really popped to me out of everything we've talked about on this interview. It really popped to me. You focus in the area of foster care, the forgotten one. Tell us a little more about that.
Okay. Well, I spent some time in foster care as a youth, from 13 to 17. I eventually aged out. And so, you know, I just like working with that population. I think that, you know, like everyone else, we all need, you know, a little bit more help in the area of financial education. You know, but for foster kids, it's a little bit more important, you know, because for a lot of us that age out, you may or may not have that family support. You know, for some of us, when you age out at 17, 18, 19, you know, and now to a couple laws in new states, some kids can now be in foster care until they're 21, actually. You know, it's really important that you understand, you know, how to get an apartment, you know, why credit scores are important, all those kinds of things. So, you know, just making sure that I'm trying to get the information to the people that I think really need it, you know, will be most receptive.
Right. Well, you get 20 working divas points, working diva points for that, okay?
Thank you.
Well, you know, is there anything else you'd like to share? As many people know, I'm just going right off of your website, biggerthanyourblock.com. You can also follow Shay on Twitter at Shay, O-L-I-V-A-R-R-I-A is her last name. Of course, you know, all this information is going to be out and, of course, on biggerthanyourblock.com. But, Shay, is there anything that we did not cover or share that you'd like to share to the listeners? Let's go ahead and share that with them now. And in addition to that, I'd like to leave my listeners with words of encouragement. So whatever you feel in your spirit, let's go ahead and just share that with us.
Good deal. One of the things I've noticed is that many of the people that bring me in, you know, it's through a job or it's through an organization, you know, whatever it is. And so sometimes the average person doesn't have access to this information. So I've decided that I'm going to do a multi-city tour this spring, you know, L.A., San Diego, Dallas, New York, Philadelphia, and, you know, give this workshop called Getting It Together, you know, to whoever, the community. You know, if you are interested in, you know, paying down some debt or, you know, maybe starting out some, you know, planning how you want to bring your money in, spend it, whatever, you know, doing that across the United States this spring. So I'm really kind of looking forward to that, you know, hoping to get the message out to as many people as is humanly possible. You know, some words of encouragement. No matter how big of a debt you are in right now, student loan debt, you know, credit card debt, underwater in your house, you know, whatever your issues might be, there is a way out. You know, sometimes you get discouraged, you kind of look at those bills and, you know, it just seems like so much and your income maybe seems like so little. You know, someone in your family got sick or laid off, whatever it is, there is a way out. You know, start at the beginning, get a plan in place, work your plan. Don't let it swallow you whole.
Right.
You can get out of that.
Awesome, and very, very, very powerful. I just want to thank you, Shay, for joining us today. You are definitely a working diva on the move. Now, you said you have some upcoming tours. How does one, if they're in that city, get the scheduling? Will that be coming up on your website, or should they just follow you on Twitter to continue to read your feeds, or how does one get your scheduling of your speaking engagements?
All of the above. So all the information going up on biggerthanyourblock.com. You know, we have a series of webinars and teleseminars and live casts and whatnot kind of leading up to it. You know, so even if you maybe can't afford to go to the live event, definitely take advantage of, you know, the free webinars, seminars, live casts, whatnot that we have coming up. And all that is available on biggerthanyourblock.com. Always updating the Facebook, always updating the Twitter. You know, you go ahead and get in those kind of circles, if you will. And, you know, we play little games and, you know, sometimes I give away free books and all that kind of good stuff. So definitely, you know, join the family on Facebook, on Twitter, and check biggerthanyourblock.com pretty often.
Awesome. Well, our continued success and blessings to you, Miss Working Diva. It's been a pleasure to have you here on BGE Radio. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you, and you as well. Thank you so much for having me.
And there you guys have it, Shay Olivieria, biggerthanyourblock.com. Get on over. Money matters, you know, finance, health, family. Those are the three key buckets. That's the important areas of your life. And money is a resource that's needed. But, of course, you never let it control you. So get on over to Shay's site. Right there on the site, you can see her contact information, and you can hire her for a speaking engagement and also quick videos, so that way you're able to see some of her presentations she's presented, or, I'm sorry, it's under speaking speaking, and then I think there's some that actually some that are speaking. Just when you go to our site, click speaking so you can see your demo read. And, of course, under the testimonies. So this is just awesome, awesome. You guys know this is the foundation of our lives today, living financially healthy. And, you know, as Shay has spoken, she's absolutely right. No matter how much debt you're in or what the financial situation is, there's always a way out. And where did it start? It starts with a plan. So definitely get her book, on Amazon.com. Go to her website so you can order it. And be sure to follow her on Twitter, too, at Shay, OLIVARRIA. Don't forget to get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com so you can check out BGETV Philanthropy so you can see more information on the 2014 World AIDS Day event that's upcoming. Congrats to Jennifer Hudson and David Zimmerman. I have no words. So it's just been absolutely a pleasure for everyone to listen in today. I'm going to leave you with a quote today, and I think I'm going to start this because I'm getting a lot of people to ask me, hey, what's the quote for today, whatever. So the quote for today is, the perfect glove fits the hand that buys it. And that's what I'm going to leave you guys on until Wednesday, because then I have working diva, Debbie Snelling. And again, with your monthly Snelling report, the Snelling report, you know, our favorite tax advisor out of Atlanta, GA. Until then, as I always tell each and every one of you guys, build, grow, and enjoy.